Let's go to House Bill 1020. And it's, again, it's a fee bill, but it deals with dairymen, and the Secretary has an amendment for it, and we'd like to bring that on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Larry Gabriel, Secretary of Ag. I should repeat my comments from before. We came with a bill that the industry had a lot of problems with, and many of you got phone calls and messages in regard to this bill. And so we did what anybody has to do to get a bill passed, is we sat down and started meeting with the dairy industry. And what you see is a product of that, Mr. Chairman. And again, we would ask that you propose this amendment, some of you, so that we could talk about the amendment and not the original version of the bill.
If you have the amendment before you, I would surely appreciate a motion to amend.
Move.
And Representative Roden moves. Representative Jensen seconds. Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and I'll be very brief because I surely want to let these people that got up very, very early this morning to drive in here to have some chance to testify. But I want to just tell you briefly what we're doing. Is the original bill said we were going to go from the fee per farm inspection to a 100-weight inspection. And basically, we decided collectively with the dairymen, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to raise, in fact, we're going to double the on-farm inspection fee. So for a Class A dairy, it will go from $50 a year to $100 a year. Bear in mind, there's two inspections per year for Grade A. And then for Grade B, we're going to go from $25 to $50 a year. Again, it's a doubling, but there's only one inspection per year for Grade B dairy. And then the bill does give us the authority to put on a 100-weight assessment if we so choose. And that 100-weight assessment could go up to 1 penny per 100-weight of milk. But now bear in mind that there's a statute that says that we cannot collect more than 30% of the cost of this program in inspection fees from the dairy farmers. So right now, if we were to promulgate rules to put on the 100-weight assessment, the highest that could be right now is 0.15 pennies per 100-weight. And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know that I'll put it on, or it won't for some time. But if the trend continues that we see fewer and fewer dairy farms and they become bigger and more milk produced per cow, then at some point in time, I'll be very honest, the secretary, maybe a subsequent secretary, will have the authority to do that and not have to come back before this committee and do it. But it would have to go through the rules process with hearings and so forth. And I would hope that the department would never do something that the dairy industry didn't support. So with that, Mr. Chairman, in the sake of brevity, I would like to let you hear from people that came in and can actually say much more to this bill than I.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now we'll open it to for discussion. And you bet. We have any more of the testimony that we have, especially from out of town. And go ahead. And if you have to sign in at some point in time, I believe you have. You have signed in.
Yes, I have signed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Greg Mose from Goodwin, president of the Dairymen Association. We farm and have a dairy operation of 300 cows by Watertown, close to Watertown is where it would be. We first heard about this proposal or change in fees. It was kind of interesting that that the department brought it out to our ADA meetings during and presented it to us. They wouldn't have had to do that, bring it up and bring it to and get some hard knocks when you have producers sitting around and you have a State Department come out and tell them they're going to raise your fees and raise it like they were going to. We had a lot of controversy right at them meetings. And further dates later, it got worse. We had a lot of calls from producers coming in, finding out what they could do to change things. Why were they doing this? Where did it come from? Why did it need to be done? Why couldn't it be left like it was? So we started doing some thinking. Darwin come to the meetings. He explained a lot of it, but by the time it gets back out to the rest of producers, it wasn't, nobody understood it. So as being president of the Dairymen's Association, we had some calls put into the governor and to the departments and everything else, and we sat down here about a week ago with processors, with dairymen, our Dairymen's Association, and we kind of hashed this bill out, or this amendment out, so that would be workable to everybody. The first version coming through, there would be producers in the state that would be paying close to $5,000 for inspection. When you start looking at milk nowadays, it used to be everybody talked in pounds of milk, 100,000, 200,000 pounds of milk. 5, 10 years ago, our goal was 5 million pounds off our farm. Our goal this year was 8 million. There's producers in the state doing 43 million. So you're talking a lot of dollars coming from one operation in a real hurry. So that's why we come up and worked on the decision that $100 per farm would be acceptable as far as coming back and keeping things more equitable across the whole industry. Some of the other things with on the grade A, grade B, we feel the grade B, there isn't probably going to be a lot of them left in a year or two. Everything is coming, changing, the grade A producers are where the $100 is going to come from. Be able to change 100 weight on the end of having it come back and not have to go through legislation, not have to go through this every time there has to be a fee increase. That's what the Dairymen's Association that was brought up the last Thursday's meeting with the processor. In fact, brought that up so that we could have some changes without having to go through a lot of extra hassle. So this right now, as far as the dairymen, there's still going to be a lot of the industry, a lot of dairymen probably that are going to be against something like this. But the consensus we've got, we've lived with this for quite a while. We need to do something. Let's do it so we can all get accepted on it. A lot of producers, if you visit with them, they didn't even realize they were paying an inspection fee. It was coming right from the creamery, and the creameries were doing it as a line of that was a line of their budget. So a lot of producers didn't realize they were even paying any. They didn't even realize they were paying an inspection fee. That was another thing that we raised from $25 to re-inspection fee to $75. There was a lot of concern about that going back if they have to go back for whatever reason. Darwin and some of them can explain why they have to go back, charging instead of 25, charging 75. I had some producers said instead of 75, they should charge them $250 to come back in order to so they don't have to keep going back for the same problems. So right now, as far as the Dairymen's Association and myself and a lot of the producers, we would support this and would like to thank everybody that's worked on with us, the processors, the department, and everybody else, and the input we've had from this. Thank you.
Thank you. If we'll take about 1 minute. We need to be out of here. We're about 5 minutes over time, but if anybody has any questions for Greg, I'd appreciate asking them at this time.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yeah, I have one question. Your group has not voted on this, though. You just kind of have polled your people, some of them, or just the leadership?
Yes, our board member. We went, everything was going so fast. Everybody with a snowstorm, we had, the mail was out. We faxed it across, and I went last night, and we polled over half of the board members. And we were in compliance with, or we were in acceptance of this. We've heard a lot of other discussed with the raising this because they think the department has to be rechanged or come and cleaned up somewhat for whatever reasons. They thought we should use this for leverage to get the department to do different things. I think the department's going to be leveraged pretty good when we start losing producers and they start losing the inspection fee off them producers. The department's going to take care of itself. Because when you start losing $100 per farm plus if they put a raw milk assessment, they're going to have to start cutting back because the dollars aren't going to be there.
Any other questions for Greg? One, Representative Jensen.
Greg, are they really concerned about the per hundredweight thing kicking in? Is that a big concern? Or?
Mr. Chairman, when it was strictly all come across on 100 weight, they were. When you start talking of thousands of dollars on our farm alone, we had ours figured out on our 300 cows, it'd be close to over $800 just to inspect our 300 cows on that assessment, raw milk assessment alone.
On that, you're speaking of the original.
Yeah, the original bill. That's why everything was changed. And it was a really discouraging high-producing cows. The higher, more production you had, the more you cost.
Right. On the amendment that's proposed, mm-hmm. You don't have a problem with that.
No, that's the one that we worked with.
Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But would this not, that last sentence there in the last three lines. In addition, the secretary may promulgate rules pursuant to 126. That fee could, in fact, almost be as much as the fee we were talking to start with, right?
It could be, but we're hoping that with my understanding of this, if it goes through, the industry would have to have supported this before, along with the Secretary of Ag, even to promote it, if that's my understanding of the way that rule comes together. So I think the industry would really come up in arms against it if that would be come to that point.
Well, I think some of my people may come up against that sentence right now. I don't know. I'm going to talk to them this weekend and find out.
We're going to have to get out of here. There's another committee needs to get in, or we don't have much time. And but Greg, I appreciate your coming down. If we're going to hold this bill open until next meeting, it's I believe February 6th. And if you want to come back, I'd appreciate it. If you feel you don't need to, we understand. And with that, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.